Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and St. Denis and Companions. October 9th is celebrated as the Feast of St. Denis and Companions. A priest named Rusticus and a deacon were martyred alongside him and buried with him. Saint Denis is regarded as the first bishop of Paris. His popularity is due to a series of legends. Especially those connecting him with the great Abbey, Church of St. Denis in Paris. He was for a time confused with the writer now called Pseudo-Dionysius. The best hypothesis contends that Denis was sent to Gaul from Rome in the 3rd century and beheaded in the persecution of Emperor Valerius in 258. According to one of the legends, after he was martyred, literally the Mountain of Martyrs in Paris, he carried his head village. Northeast of the city, Saint Genevieve built a basilica over his tomb at the beginning of the 6th century. Saint Denis, the first bishop of Paris, was beheaded in that city in the year 250. According to legend, angels accompanied him as he carried his own head from the place of execution to his chosen burial site, where later the Church of St. Denis was built, just outside of Paris. Again, we can only conclude that deep impression Saint made on people of his day reflected life's unusual holiness. In all such cases, there are two fundamental facts. A great man gave his life for Christ, and the church has never forgotten him. A human symbol of God's eternal mindfulness. And now Saint Denis and Companions reign in heaven with the saints and angels for eternity. They followed Christ. Jesus said, apostles, that they would be martyrs as the church goes about. Holy martyrs will accompany the blood of the saints. And that's a major reason why we pray for our priests, because so much is going on in the world today. And the church is surrounded by all this confusion going about. And that's why our priests need to be strong. Like St. Denis, may our priest have the will and mind of Christ in their hearts and minds. So now we go ahead and pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Therese of Lisieux. O Jesus, eternal priest, keep your priests within the shelter of your sacred heart, where none may touch them. Keep them, keep unstained their anointed hands, which daily touch your sacred body. Keep unsullied their lips, daily purpled with your precious blood. Keep pure and unearthly their hearts, sealed with the sublime mark of the priesthood. Let your holy love surround them and shield them from the world's contagion. Bless their labors with abundant fruit, and may the souls to whom they minister be their joy and consolation here and in heaven, their beautiful land everlasting crowned. Their beautiful and everlasting crown. And this is the prayer from St. Therese of Lisieux. And St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said that when you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you're tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear our humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrow, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified,
and show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. And that's a major reason to go to confession right there and to pray the rosary and to go to Mass and receive the Eucharist, the actual body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. So we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. Pray for the Catholic Church. And thank you, Lord, for the sacraments that are life-saving. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And we pray for families. We pray for marriage. Pray for families. And we pray for children.
Don't you know that we're all children and it's all for us?
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you we committed, God committed, the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. Well, Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son, all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Nicholas, Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica and Saint Anthony, and Saint Denis and companions, all you heavenly saints and angels. Pray for our children. Pray for children. Pray for our families. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. And protect our children. Much is being brought up against them in our time. So, preserve their innocence, Lord. Protecting their innocence, Lord. And now we are preparing. Now we're moving on to our stand in the gap. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
Pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. With his peace and strength. Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their home, in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling now. Dear Lord, we lift up the souls of those who have recently passed, and please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sin that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. Lord, we lift up those who have recently passed and ask for your loving care and protection for their souls. Please bring them into your loving arms and grant them peace and rest. And may they feel your presence and know the fullness of your love and grace. In your precious name, we pray, amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels, peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome you now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those that he has chosen. Amen. Pray for those, for the prodigals. Lord, you said that you would leave the 99 and reach after the ones that have gone astray. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America. We pray for those, for our armed forces. We pray for our police officers and our first responders, our EMTs, and our nurses and doctors. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for those who are resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those who are in hospitals. We pray that the hospitals will be a place of healing and hope for all there. Lord, you are the source of all goodness and mercy, and we ask that you pour out your blessings upon these hospitals. We ask that you grant our prayer for the hospital environment, that it would be according to your will. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for an end of abortion. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles as a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And we do pray for marriages. And it's important to remember that love takes time. So we pray for marriages. And because he lives, that's what makes all this relevant. Church, his holy sacraments, his way. If we live his way, we can find his happiness that he offers and understanding, because he lives.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen.
Because he lives, his grace is enough. And our Lord's grace is enough, and He gives us His mother, our spiritual mother.
Not my petition.
All right. You've been listening to Deeper Truth, Standing the Gap with us and St. Dennis and Companions. And so tomorrow's sneak peek will be St. Francis Borgia. St. Francis Borgia, tomorrow's sneak peek. And join us for tomorrow, Standing the Gap with St. Francis Borgia. All right, and we will see you tomorrow. And God bless you all as we close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen, and amen again. Good day.